Kitty with the Guardian's live coverage of today's TUC march against the government's public sector spending cuts. I'm speaking to Paul Lewis again, who's at the tail end of the march. Paul, where are you now, and what's the mood like at this point in the day?
Well, I'm currently on Piccadilly now, heading toward Hyde Park. So, as you said, you're right, it is the back end of the march. People who may have turned up late or people who are stuck right at the back, because this has been such a huge march that it's taken several hours for it to even get moving for some people. And now they're finally making their way toward Hyde Park, where there's a rally. And I'll say, the mood is quite good-natured. I mean, they are, in some senses, kind of walking past the remnants of what have been some scuffles. So, I've been all along this street. You can see a few signs of a bit of violence towards property. So things like the Ritz Hotel has had windows smashed and graffiti put up on it, and a Starbucks as well. These are often the kind of symbols of capitalism that anarchists marching past can't resist having a pop at. But other than that, it's just a really well-attended and I would say good-natured march, in a carnivalistic atmosphere, people playing drums. It's the same thing as we've seen all through the day, really.
And what reaction has there been to those few outbreaks of violence from the main body of the marchers?
Well, interestingly, most of the people on this march haven't noticed it or seen it. And why would they? Because, they've just been at the, hearing quite... obviously anti-government chants, but they've just been walking along. It's like a kind of family day out in the park, really, in terms of the cross-section of people that you've got here. That said, I just walked past and saw three, they probably wouldn't want me to call them old ladies. They were all in their 60s, though, late 60s, and they were sat on top of an upturned traffic light, which had been pulled over just next to the Ritz. And their view on it, really, I mean, they were kind of divided. They said that they could understand people's anger. One person said that one of the women, Maureen, said that she thought potentially it was justified because it was an expression of their anger. But at the same time, others said it was a bit disappointing, and it certainly wasn't representative of the flavour of the demonstration today.
Okay, thank you, Paul.
Cheers.